Hi, welcome to Miller's Radio. I'm joined by the Mayor of Mansfield, Tony Eggington. What brought you down to Carlton Town tonight?
Well, I was with Mick at Nottingham Forest a couple of weeks ago with the chairman, and he invited me down tonight, and as a surprise really for Les McJanet, who is a dear old friend of mine, having played at Mansfield Town for a few seasons, so it was a bit of a surprise package for Les tonight.
Good to see you stepping down to watch non-league football. What's your view on non-league football?
Well, non-league football is the birth ground of some great players. We've seen many, many people, certainly from my neck of the woods in Mansfield, that have gone on to do great things. And tonight, I'm quite impressed by some of the youngsters that we've got on display here.
Speaking of those youngsters, Troke today scored two cracking goals. What did you make of his performance in the first 45 minutes?
Well, obviously doing a lot of work from midfield, moving up front. You know, they've not got a lot of personnel tonight, dare I say, but he's doing a great job, and obviously two great goals. Second one was as good as Peter Crouch's goal for Stoke earlier on this season.
And I understand you're a Mansfield Town supporter. What did you make of their first season back in the Football League?
Yeah, well, doing quite well, you know. They're now safe, but and this silly talk of playoffs. But if they win the five remaining matches, then of course they could be in with a playoff chance. But that's a lot to ask. But they've secured the position this year and got a bit of stability, and now they need to move forward.
And surely, Paul Cox has proved all his doubters wrong this season after his early calls for his head in first half of the season.
Yeah. Well, Coxie started. I mean, he normally doesn't start the season very well, but he started this season very well, and because I think it went a bit pear shaped, and we got it back together, and secured the position in the league. But I think there's going to be some rejigging through the summer.
Back to tonight. What's your impressions of being here at Carlton Town tonight?
Yeah, well, I can't believe that the playing surface is as bad as what it is. I have to say, going back to my days, I don't think playing in Nottinghamshire, right across Nottinghamshire, for many, many years, I can't believe that the surface is what it is. And I promised the chairman that I'll get a chum of mine to give him sort of about 50 ton of topsoil, and we'll get it flat for next season.
And will we see you back here in the future, do you reckon?
I'm sure, yeah. I mean, I'm still pretty busy. You know, I'm 12 and a half years into my position now, a year to go, and then I can give something back to the community and come and watch a bit of football.
And one last question for you. You used to play football yourself, played for Rotherham United in the Football League. What do you make of the football now compared to when you used to play in it?
I still think there's the passion. I think tonight I've been impressed with the passion. I think there's lots of passion there, lots of desire. Playing on such a bad surface, because it's a criminal surface, I have to say. And I think I'd be struggling and moaning about it if I'd have been playing on these sorts of things many years ago. But it's good. It's good to see the non-league football vibrant and giving the opportunity for youngsters to come through. And I think, let's see how England perform in the World Cup this summer, and then there'll be a big, big debate on have we got things right at the non-league level.
Thank you very much. That's the Mayor of Mansfield, Tony Eggington, everybody.